Let's start in Germany, because what happened on Tuesday is not an isolated incident and shouldn't be treated as one. Two separate substations were hit on the same day. The one near Bergheim in western Germany was targeted with what police describe as rockets, and a second attack in Brandenburg involved vandalism to critical electrical infrastructure. German authorities are calling both incidents sabotage, and Berlin has begun escalating its response to what officials are labeling hybrid threats.
The timing and the simultaneity are what matter here. You don't have two attacks on the same category of infrastructure on the same day by coincidence. Substations are particularly attractive targets because they are difficult to defend, they're spread across wide geographic areas, they're often in semi-rural locations, and a single successful attack can cascade into outages affecting tens of thousands of people. Germany is especially vulnerable because its grid has been under significant stress since the energy restructuring that followed the end of Nord Stream gas flows in 2022.
What's significant is the rocket element in Bergheim. Vandalism, even organized vandalism, has a different threat profile than someone firing rockets at a substation. That implies a level of capability and premeditation that goes well beyond opportunistic sabotage. European intelligence services have spent the last 3 years tracking what they call the Gray Zone campaign, a deliberate strategy of destabilizing NATO member infrastructure below the threshold that would trigger a formal Article 5 response.
Germany has seen this before. The Baltic undersea cable incidents in late 2024, the railway sabotage in northern Germany, there's a documented pattern. What's changed is the apparent escalation in lethality. Rockets represent a step up. And the German government's framing hybrid threats as an official category requiring an escalated response signals that Berlin is moving toward treating these incidents as acts of aggression, even when direct attribution is difficult to establish in real time.
From an international security standpoint, this matters for NATO's collective response posture. Article 5 was written for conventional military attacks, and the alliance has been wrestling for years with how to handle hybrid warfare that's designed to stay just below that threshold. If Germany starts formally attributing these attacks to state actors, and the intelligence community has strong suspicions about where the operational direction is coming from, you could see a shift in how NATO defines an attack that triggers collective defense obligations.
And let's connect this to the broader energy picture. We're in a week where Iranian-US hostilities are pushing oil prices higher, Russian strikes on Ukrainian energy sites are continuing, and now Germany's grid is being physically attacked. The story of 2026 is increasingly the story of energy infrastructure as a battlefield, and not just metaphorically.
That word, battlefield, connects directly to what's happening 800 miles east of Bergheim.